Welcome to installment 243 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 240, in the laws of damages from the Rambam, this time the specific type of financial damage caused by hever, an animal who tramples belongings or eats the produce belonging to another person. As we mentioned in yesterday's portion, the Torah gives us laws governing repayment in a case where monetary damage was inflicted as a result of one person's animal having inflicted damage on another person's property. In the case of damages caused by an animal, there are three separate categories, each with different laws: Keren, Shein, Boregel. Keren was discussed in yesterday's commandment, and this is when an animal intentionally inflicts damage, such as through an ox goring another ox. And this is something which is not normally expected for the animal to do. In such a case, the animal is not called mu'ud until it has been proven that this is the nature of this animal to involve itself in such acts. And in such a case, in general, the owner pays only half of the damage which was caused by the animal until it is assumed and proven that this is the animal's nature. Today's commandment, number 240, deals with types of damage which the animal is normally assumed that it will involve itself in. It is known as hever, and the Rambam quotes the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 4, which states, Ki yaver ish sode oy cherem, when a person allows his animals to go into a field or a vineyard, and the verse continues, V'shilach es be'ire, that he has sent in his animal, uvier bisde acher, and he has eaten, that the animal has eaten in this field of another person. The law in that case is Meitav Sadeu Umeitav Karme Yishalem. The person must pay back the damage from the best, the choicest part of his own field. And our sages in the Talmud explain that two different types of damage are being referred to here. One type of damage is known as regel. The animal, merely by entering the field, will cause a certain amount of damage, trampling the crops, and so on. This is seen in the pasuk in the verse where it states, V'shilach es be'irei. The animal has been sent in, and the mere entrance of the animal is in itself a damage. And it is assumed that if the animal enters the field, it will inflict such damage. A second category of damage is known as shein, literally tooth, and is hinted to in the pasuk in the word uvier bistei acher, that the animal has eaten in another person's field. It is also assumed that an animal left alone in a field where there is food will naturally eat. Therefore, both of these categories, damage caused by trampling of the animal and damage caused by the animal's consumption of food, are both considered to be natural expected consequences of the animal being let loose. And as we mentioned in yesterday's portion, these are known as mu'ud mitchilasam. An animal is assumed that by nature it will involve itself in such damage. And therefore, the Torah tells us that when the animal inflicts such damage, the owner bears full responsibility and must pay back the owner of the field whose crops were damaged with the full amount of the damage. The owner is responsible for this damage, however, only when this takes place this day acher, in an individual field, and not if a person happened to leave food or some of his belongings in the middle of a public thoroughfare at Rishus HaRabim. Should an animal trample something or eat some leftover food which has been placed in this public domain, the owner of the animal is exempt from damage. And the Rambam in Mori Nevuchim explains why. Since this is part of the animal's existence, it is naturally expected to trample and to eat. Therefore, we cannot blame the owner of this animal for not preventing consumption of food or trampling. The owner of the animal has not caused the damage. Rather, the person who placed his belongings or his food in the public domain has himself, through this irresponsible act, brought the damage upon himself. And therefore, the owner of the animal is exempt. The owner of the animal is required, however, to guard his animal and keep it from entering someone else's property. And the Torah warns him that he should not try to avoid his additional cost in feeding the animal by allowing the animal to graze elsewhere. We see this also evident in the law which the Rambam brings in his legal code, that one is prohibited from raising a behema daka, sheep, or goats, or similar animals in areas of fields of owned private property in the land of Israel. This is because it is so difficult to prevent the sheep from grazing on other people's property. Therefore, one is not allowed to raise them in such an area. Rather, one must bring them out to open forests or fields which are ownerless, and only in that case can one avoid the obvious danger of stealing from another person's property. This eating of the animal, shein, and the regel, the damage caused by the trampling of an animal, are known as the main types of damage. However, there are offshoots which are similar in nature to these two. For example, should an animal have an itch on its back and rub itself against the wall in order to take care of this discomfort, and in doing so damage the wall, this is similar to shame. It's like eating. And the reason is, just as the animal has eaten the food for its own personal benefit and comfort, so too it is scratching itself against the wall also for its own comfort. And therefore, any damage which comes through such a means, it comes under the category of hevet, of this commandment, and is not called goring or keren. And the obvious difference would be, since it is called shein and is similar to eating, the owner of the animal is required to bear full financial responsibility for the damage. So too, this that an animal damages by trampling could also be seen in another way. Let's say, for example, the animal waves its tail and in doing so breaks something belonging to an individual. Or, in his walking, the hairs of the animal, or the saddle of the animal, has brushed into an object and thereby broken it. This is just like rego, the damage caused by trampling. Just as in the case of trampling, the damage is incidental. It is directly caused by the animal, but not intentionally. It is a natural outcome of the animal's walking. So too in these cases, the animal is behaving normally, does not wish to inflict damage. Nevertheless, the owner is totally responsible, since it is his obligation to prevent any such damage from happening. One exception to this rule is the law of tzrudeis. Let's say an animal is walking, and in its walking happens to dislodge a rock, and the rock flies off as a result of the animal's walking and breaks an object. We have a special exception in this case. That is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, a specially transmitted Torah precept that in such a case, the owner of the animal only has to pay half, chatzi nezek. that even though in this case the damage was incidental to the animal's walking, and therefore we might think the owner should pay full damage, nevertheless, in this case, he pays only half of the damages. It is interesting that our sages have described the damage caused by the animal's eating by the word shein, or tooth. We might speculate on the significance of this choice of phraseology by looking at the function of the tooth, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Torah Or. Now, what is the difference between eating and the teeth? Teeth are the preparation, so to speak, for eating. The ultimate goal of eating is that the body should get nourishment and that the food should become totally united with the body and thereby give the body its strength and cause it to grow. The teeth are the beginning of this process. Through tearing apart the food and crushing it and breaking it down to smaller particles, this enables the soul later on to absorb the nutrients and the strength of the food and utilize it for its own growth. The Alter Rebbe tells us that the same thing is true when it comes to spiritual things. That the body of a person has its image, so to speak, in the heavenly spheres. That just like a person has 248 limbs, there are the 248 Averin de Malka, the limbs of the king, which are described as being the 248 positive commandments. And a Jew, through serving Hashem with these commandments, allows his soul to become totally united with these 248 mitzvahs, just as the food becomes united with the soul and body of a person. However, how can a person come to this level where his soul should become totally united with the 248 positive commandments, which are described as being the body of Hashem, the body of the king, the limbs of the king? First, Alter Rebbe explains, we have to have the chewing. That chewing, in the spiritual sense, is tearing apart and examining one's deeds, examining one's actions and speech and thoughts, and to see whether all of them are proper, to be one of the Moreh D'Chushpana, people who make an accurate self-accounting and investigate and inspect themselves to ensure that everything is being done in a proper manner. Only when there is such an investigation made in an honest manner can a person be sure that the good of his actions will become totally united with Hashem. And therefore, the mitzvah will become a type of mazin. There will be a total unity between the person's soul and the mitzvahs which he is fulfilling. And therefore, this is the significance of shein, that the teeth represent a necessary introduction and a first step before the unity of eating can occur, both in the physical sense, that eating physically begins with chewing the food, and so too in a spiritual sense, in order that spirituality and the effect of the mitzvahs should become one and completely united with our souls, we also must have the effect of chewing. We must chew apart and examine and rip apart and investigate our actions to ensure that they are proper. The Rambam concludes this mitzvah by referring us to the places in the Talmud where it is discussed, namely the second and sixth chapters of Baba Kama and the fifth chapter of the tractate Gittin. Thank you for tuning in to Sefer Mitzvahs, a project of Sichos in English. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.